Hi, how are you, ladies and gentlemen? We're coming to you from the gym at Schreiber High School. We're covering the pep rally, me and Matt Torcito.
We're at the gym.
We have two quartets in front of us. We have Allie Chase and Sally Free, two members of the quartet. Would you like to be interviewed for the radio? Now, Allie, how do you feel about being a quartet?
I love being a quartet. Quartets are the best.
Now, I know that there's a rivalry between cheerleading and the quartet. Is anything going to happen? Is anything going to...
Well, I wouldn't say it's necessarily a rivalry, but definitely there's a little bit of competition for the tug of war, but it's okay because the quartets are going to win.
All right, thanks very much. We're going to get going now. Now, here's the thing. We got people just pouring in here, man.
Yeah, that's correct.
I mean, people are just pouring in.
The sounds are
booming.
Overbearing.
We are right next to a speaker. We are in the lower right-hand corner of the auditorium. We are seeing the sports teams just pouring in. It's a sea of blue and white today.
Yeah.
Now, here's the question.
Mr. Clapp is here.
The question is, Mr. Jeremy Clapp is here. We are set up right in front of a speaker.
There's nowhere else we can go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Every corner of the room has a speaker.
Now, we've set up shop in the lower right-hand corner here. We're enjoying a nice view of the action. We've had people pouring in for
the
past
10
to 20 minutes. I've never seen anything like it. The gym... The sea of blue and white.
And we're back on.
The excitement is building in this room. Now, we have the sports teams to our right. The sports teams have set up shop to the right, and the lay people have set up shop to the left. We have a great view of the gym right now. We've got a direct view to the center. We're going to be calling the action for you. It's going to be great. Now, it seems that classes have started to let out. People are pouring in. Matt, how excited are you for this? This is a great opportunity.
I'm pretty excited.
Now, I'm not going to lie.
I haven't seen a crowd like this since 84.
Last time I saw this many people in one place, it was during Gloria. Now, here's the thing. This pep rally, unlike the spring pep rally, is made up of four teams, not individual grades. It is so important for whatever sports team to win. They're going to be solidifying their glory as the best sports team. Events include, but are not limited to, tug of war, bagel eating contest, chugging contest. All of these things will culminate to an exciting pep rally experience. What do you think?
I think I'm pretty excited, mostly for the bagel eating contest.
The bagel eating contest is a classic.
I'm excited to see which team will come out on top in that event.
I agree. Now, the music selection seems to be more of a modern choice. None of the classics are being played. This seems to me to be hype music. This music is to get the blood pumping. This music is to get you excited. And this sure is an exciting day for Schreiber High School. Now, Matt, you've covered the pep rally before, as have I, but this is different. Last time we covered the spring pep rally. This time we're covering the fall pep rally.
Yeah.
What makes this pep rally different from the spring pep rally?
Well, this one's pretty intense. I mean, the fall pep rally is always revolving around the sports teams, while as the spring pep rally...
I don't know what voice you're doing right now.
The spring pep rally revolves around the grades, the juniors,
yes.
The sophomores.
It really revolves around
sports.
The grades, whereas the fall pep rally revolves around sports teams. If you're not on a sports team or not in the radio club, you might be disinterested. But if you are on a sports team and are in the radio club, you will be very interested in this pep rally.
Now, last year, if you remember correctly, historically, the sophomores came away with the win.
Now, this pep rally is a...
Looks like we're about to get started here, so let's take a quick break and see what's going on.
It seems that the heads of the pep rally are setting up shop. The pep rally is about to begin. We are sitting here at just after 2 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, a warm Friday afternoon. We're sitting in the Schreiber High School gym. Now, I am seeing just an outpouring of not only face paint, but blue and white in general. I've never seen such a spirited pep rally in my 16 years of life on this earth. Now, a key player just entered, Mr. Miller. Mr. Miller seems to be wandering around. People are just pouring into the gym. I've never seen anything like it. The volleyball team exchanging high fives and handshakes before the pep rally. Each sports team will be represented by themselves. The members of their teams will compete in various events. Tune in for live updates of these events. The pep rally usually begins with the singing of the national anthem. During this singing, we will lift our mics as best we can to capture the beauty of our wonderful national anthem.
Football team still arriving here. Students pouring in. The crowd is going wild.
The men are just pouring in. I've never seen anything like it.
WDOT veteran Matt Levine just walking by.
Matt Levine just walked into the gym. What a lovely individual. We're live from the gym at Schreiber High School. We've set up shop.
We are moments away.
Principal Ira Pernick is...
We are moments away.
Principal Ira Pernick.
Mr. Ira S. Pernick. I'm sorry. As the teachers gather on the sidelines, the excitement is building beyond belief. Two sides separated by sports. Two sides separated by faculty. Now that the children are pouring in, it seems the faculty has decided to attend as well. An exciting day for Schreiber High School.
That indeed.
Now we've set up shop in the lower right-hand corner here. Now, according to my calculations, and there it is. Couldn't be said better than that. It is currently 2:10. We are sitting in the gym. We are awaiting the exciting pep rally to occur.
We are moments away from this historic event to begin.
Now, quite frankly, I am confused as to how the bagel eating contest will unfold.
Now, that's going to be an exciting one here.
The bagels are just going to be pouring down the throat.
Yeah,
I think it's really a hazard.
They might need to lubricate the bagels so that they will slide down their gullets more easily. I think that might be a...
The bagels are a very dry food. Now, here's the thing.
Yes.
In terms of dryness, the bagels are close to a 10.
The Viking on the golf cart.
In terms of taste, bagels are close to a 0.
The Viking on the golf cart is spotted at the end of the hallway.
Has boarded the golf cart.
Matt, I'll let
you
take it from
here. Good afternoon, Schreiber High School students.
Mr. Pernick introducing everybody.
Mr. Pernick experiencing technical difficulties.
This is going to be interesting.
The crowd is electric.
I need everybody to calm down just for...
A hushed silence has washed over the crowd.
Pride and Forth Pep Rally 2015. Well, first, we have a very special presentation, and I want all of your attention for her. So can I have your attention over here? We're
going to... I believe this will be the reciting of the national anthem.
Gentlemen, right in the middle. We good?
Principal Pernick advising students to quiet down for the beginning of this special presentation.
I like it too, like everybody else. Perfect. All right. We can't start the cup rally without the singing of our national anthem.
Mr. Pernick trying to calm down the students.
Everybody to please rise and join me as Julia Heaton sings our national anthem.
Everyone at home, please rise for the national anthem. Performed by Julia Heaton.
Concludes the singing of our national anthem. The crowd is electric. That was an incredible performance. An incredible performance indeed. And we're about to be underway at the 2016 Fall Pep Rally.
This year's Fall Pep Rally. Stryver High School, are you ready? Are you ready? I don't hear a stick. Is that Stroy here? Are you ready? Thank you. Are you ready?
Pernick, inciting excitement in the crowd.
For the Pride and Pork Pep Rally 2016, please welcome Adriana Alvarez and Lillian Mason.
The host of the Pep Rally being introduced on the shoulders of volleyball players. Walking out slowly. This is very exciting. I don't remember this from last year. An exciting performance. It seems that people seem to be doing the dab. There's quite a bit of dabbing going on.
The identity of the Vikings, still unknown.
To welcome you all to the first Pep Rally of the 2016-2017 school year. Drivers, tennis, golf, sports, and tricycle week. There's many amazing clubs and organizations that have started meeting and plenty of exciting events for our school. We would like to begin today's Pep Rally with a sneak preview of the halftime show. Please welcome the cheerleaders!
Now the Portets are taking the gym. A slight blunder there. They are running out briskly. Let's see how this performance turns out.
A sneak preview.
Lining up. Hand on shoulder. The kicking is about to begin.
A brilliant display of athleticism here.
There's quite a bit of synchronization. I'm not sure how they do it. Seems to be going well so far. Let's see if they can keep it up. Huddling in a circle, turning around, lifting their heads.
Whoa.
Now that was cool. Slowly rising from the floor.
A great display of dancing ability. Pom-poms are flailing everywhere. And the kicking begins. Now they're performing their signature kick line routine. Legs being raised, pom-poms fluttering in the wind of the warm gym.
What? The voice.
Just affirming to my colleague something.
A very cool windmill effect down the line of dancers.
Now that was an excellent performance.
A great opening performance.
Now on a scale of 1 to 3. Now on a scale of 1 to 3.
Now that's not a large enough scale. That's not a large enough scale.
No, it's certainly a large enough scale.
Am I allowed to use decimals?
No decimals. Using only whole numbers.
I would have to give that a 2 then. Which is only a 62%.
How could you give the three wonderful performance
rather.
A 2? That was easily a 3.
Out of 3?
The scale is from 1 to 3.
That was 100%
and you gave
good.
Him a 2.
Well,
that's 50%.
The scale is
that
too small.
That was easily a
the
3.
The scale is too small. If we're relatively
we're not
speaking, it was
the
a 3.
We're
not
arguing over the scale.
It was good. I think it was 100% perfect.
Now they're setting
not.
Up the floor mats for the rival cheerleaders now. Slowly bringing out the tape. It is very warm in here. I'm not going to lie. We've got the mats being set up. This seems to be taking quite a bit of time. While we're waiting, Matt, on a scale of 1 to 4, how are you enjoying this pep rally right now?
See, again, that's quite the small...
That is a very legitimate scale.
It's not a reasonable scale, but I will say, on a scale of 1 to 4, I will say 4. I'm enjoying it very much.
I would have to go with a 3.
Really? You would give it a 3?
I'm enjoying this
that's
very
kind of
much.
That's kind
however,
of a moderate percentage, relatively. That's a 3 out of 4. That's a 75%.
It is very hot in here.
That's a C-plus if we're speaking in...
Now, here's
grade
the
book,
thing.
Grade
in terms
term.
Of percentages, yes. In terms of judgment, no.
Well, maybe if you use a larger
now
scale.
Now the cheerleaders are taking the center of the gym.
The port cheerleaders are taking the center stage.
The rival portets look on in agony.
They're getting organized.
Organizing themselves slowly, but surely. Some being hoisted high into the air.
Into the air.
This has got to be some kind of hazard. Now this is one heck of a performance.
Hoisting themselves into the air and throwing them back down again.
The production value alone on this is tremendous. I've never seen such a high production value. A hushed tone overtaking the portets as they look on.
to their rivals.
I'm very surprised by the synchronization.
Yeah.
Definitely surpasses last year's opening.
Absolutely.
An abrupt change of tempo as the cheerleaders gather into their new formation. Lifting themselves once more. Now this song has a tremendous amount of bass. It might disrupt the broadcast. That's fine, though. This bass is really doing some damage to our production value. It was, however, a certified hood class.
That is true. Well, I would have to wholeheartedly agree.
We'll let it slide. A great display of school pride indeed.
Now, Matt, let me ask you a question. Do you think that they rehearsed this beforehand, or is this off the cuff?
It's a tough call.
Yeah.
But I would say there was probably at least one or two rehearsals.
Yeah, I would say
beforehand.
So myself.
The synchronization. The amount of difficulty in synchronization involved, I was thinking, how could they predict each move? And then I realized
They probably practice.
They really cannot.
Now that was one heck of a performance. Quartet looking on in agony.
So James, how would you rate the cheerleaders' performance in comparison to the quartet?
On a scale of 1 to 7, I would go with a good, honest 6.
How about a scale of from 3 to 8?
Now, if we're going from a scale of 3 to 8, why don't we just go on a scale of 1 to 5?
I'd like to start with 3. They're really setting the bar at 3, I think.
I'd probably go with a 6.
Really? That's it? A 6 out of 8?
A 6 out of 8. Wait, hold on. Mathematically, it is not a 6 out of 8.
It is from
the final number of the scale is 8, so it is, in fact, a 6 out of 8.
Oh! Now, I am a tremendous fan of the Latin dancers.
An entirely separate group of dancers of Latin descent.
I have seen the Latin dancers every year. They just keep getting better with time.
They keep improving and improving each year. Let's hope this performance will be their best performance yet.
Starting out.
All right, starting off.
Hip movements beginning. The swaying of the hips and hands defining the Latin dance culture. Oh, now this is good. This is real dancing.
Yeah.
This is honest dancing.
This is an art form right here.
I am enjoying this tremendously.
The crowd's getting involved now. Truly mesmerizing performance.
I beg your pardon?
A truly mesmerizing performance. I'm kind of at a loss for words right
Strongly
now.
Strongly agree.
Again, the music is kind of corrupting the broadcast a little bit.
That's okay. Now, out of the 3 performances, this one is making a strong showing. So far, the Latin performance is the overbearing winner. Now that was one heck of a performance. I've never seen anything like it. Truly warrants an applause on a scale of 2/3 to 5/3.
Now, well, that's an incredibly small scale.
Yes, but fractions are allowed. However,
you are using a fraction denominator.
During the fall season of travel, we would like to invite the captains of each varsity sport to come down and join us at the Central Court to share a few words about your team and
it looks like
Captain's coming down to share a few
Captain's
words.
Are coming down. It looks like they're setting up the bagel activity.
Oh, the bagel activity. A personal favor. Teachers discussing business as well as...
Oh, it looks like an iced tea is being placed on the table as well.
Oh, dear. An iced tea seems to have made its way into the bagel eating contest.
Probably a 64-ounce iced tea.
I strongly agree with that assumption.
Now, this might compromise the performance of the team.
And there are quite...
The captain...
Boys volleyball not talking with nearly enough volume.
Going down the line of captain members.
Yeah, they are just pouring over the knee.
Introducing each captain of each team one by one.
Oh, now the soccer team had quite the enthusiastic showing, didn't they? Now, on a scale of 0 to 1, how exciting was that performance?
Now, see, that scale only leaves a little bit to be desired. You can't start a scale with
two
numbers.
It's either 0 or 100.
There's no in between. The use of decimals is prohibited.
Use of decimals.
And I'd have to give it a 1, if anything. It was definitely not a 0.
You thought it was perfect?
Well, you're not leaving me any options.
Well, you have to pick.
Taking the stage now.
Now a wave of excitement has overtaken the leftmost crowd. They're chanting something that I'm not sure what it is.
Pictures are being taken at half court. The Vikings center stage. Let me tell you something about this Viking. He's got some sweet moves this year.
Yes, he does. I'm not sure if this is the same Viking as last year, but his moves have definitely improved tenfold.
Okay. The first game we are going to play today is called Houston Wins. It involves the classic Pep Rally challenge of drinking a half an apple baby jelly and eating half of a lesser bee bagel bagel. The first team member will drink the half and half as quickly as they can. As soon as they finish, the second team member will put the butter or cream cheese on the bagel and feed it to the third person.
Now, breaking the rules now of the bagel eating contest. Now, the bagel must be completely swallowed, is that correct?
Now, this is a rule discrepancy that has been amended within the past few years. Originally, the bagel just had to be in the mouth, but now the bagel has to be completely swallowed.
Completely swallowed and finished.
Yes.
Now, there must be no food left on the table or scraped of food.
Absolutely no food.
So this is going to be quite the challenge.
Now, there is quite a bit of excitement building around this event.
We've got the female soccer team, the female volleyball team, the male volleyball team, and the female volleyball team.
Okay. All the teams ready?
The best eaters sauntering down. And it begins. Soccer off to a great start. Chugging the drink.
Starting.
Over at the boys' volleyball table, it looks like
everyone's starting
they're
slowly.
They're off to an intense lead. Now the boys' tennis table seems to be a little bit too relaxed. It doesn't look like they're going to win.
No, it looks like they're just trying to enjoy the meal.
It looks like they're sitting down to enjoy the bagels and iced tea.
It appears that the girls' volleyball team has finished first. Incredible.
Now there's a discrepancy forming as to who won.
It means that people think that the boys' volleyball team finished first.
A sea of boos overtaking the crowd as an inaccurate winner is portrayed.
And thus the winner of this event and the 2016 Fall Pep Rally will be unknown.
An asterisk. This will go down.
Will be placed.
Wait. An ole chant overtaking the crowd now.
The soccer team not pleased with the results of this challenge.
This game is called Donut on a String. What student sits on the floor?
Now, this is a personal favorite of mine.
Donut on a String
donut
is coming
on
up.
On a string.
The goal is to completely finish the donut and then tell the judges that you completely follow in order to finish.
The goal is to completely finish the donut.
On the string.
On the string.
And in order to be complete, you must show the judge. You must show the judge the completed bagel.
The donut's being set up.
Now, it looks like we're looking at a glazed donut, perhaps. Glazed? I'm thinking powdered or possibly old-fashioned. It's definitely not frosted, if that's what you're trying to get at.
Now, the type of donut is crucial.
There is no icing on the bagel.
To be able to eat the donut, it cannot be an old-fashioned donut.
You will
no.
lack taste.
It's too dry.
It's too dry. It won't be able to slide down your throat as easily as, say, a frosted or a glazed
yes.
would. Now, do you suppose that... Do you suppose that the donuts might be filled with some sort of gelatin or...
Now, perhaps a preserve or a jam.
The event is underway.
The donut eating has begun.
The donuts are being eaten. It appears that August Zeidman is off to a commanding lead. And it appears we have a winner. Quite the disgusting display.
I strongly agree.
Donuts are being shoved down. It appears Allie Hoffman takes home the trophy this year. Allie Hoffman has eaten the donut on the string the quickest out of everyone.
Now, perhaps it is a frosted donut or a glazed donut. An old-fashioned donut wouldn't be able to go down as easily.
No,
an old-fashioned doesn't have any frosting on it.
The hosts are requesting a cleanup. Quite the messy display.
This next game is called Gone Fishing. I'm not really sure what this is.
Well, I believe you replaced the emphasis on the wrong word. I believe it's gone fishing, not
oh.
gone fishing.
Oh.
No quitting.
They've made it explicitly clear that there is
yes.
no quitting.
So this is a fan favorite event.
We have a problem from the JV football team, Lewis Blakeman.
Crowd going wild.
The JV football team being represented.
The JV boys soccer team, Dougie Barrera. From the JV boys volleyball team.
JV volleyball being represented. JV soccer. So this is the JV event.
From the JV volleyball team, Alma Elise.
Now this contest, this contest really is.
Even JV tennis.
Now these past three contests have really been a disgusting show of gluttony. However, I have enjoyed them to the highest degree.
Hi, this is James.
That was James, everybody.
The event is underway. We already have a winner. Is that possible? Well, the event is already over. It's unclear to me what happened.
I'm not particularly sure what just happened.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll go back to the tapes and review it later.
We'll go back to the tapes, review the evidence. It appears that all the participants are leaving with some sort of cream filling on their face. So perhaps
this is another disgusting show of gluttony.
Yes. Quite the unhygienic pep rally so far.
Yes.
Most of the events have been eating related.
Yes.
Related to eating food as fast as possible.
Most of the events have been based on packing as much food into your body as quickly as possible.
This event is varsity athletes only upcoming. Now the question appears.
Now this is the moment that we've all been waiting for. This is the moment we've all been waiting for. An old rivalry taking root in this tug of war.
The cheerleaders and the quartets facing off in a rival tug of war contest.
In terms of manpower, I believe the quartets have it. But
I'm going to go with the cheerleaders having the manpower.
In terms of manpower, they have it. But in terms of sheer strength, I think it definitely goes to the quartets.
Cheerleaders have got that speed, that quickness, that agility.
Yes.
They're able to hoist each other with that brute strength of theirs.
Like almost.
Let's see if they can apply this strength to this upcoming tug of war.
It seems that they're beginning to eat a root vegetable of some kind. Now we've got a good view of the action here. We've got a direct line to the center of the gym. We will call it as we see it. If there is a discrepancy, we will update you later. But as we see it, we will call the winner. The quartet taking a decisive lead. There was a false start.
It appears that the quartets are off to a false start.
We thought that the quartets had taken a decisive lead in the beginning.
But that did not seem
to be the case.
The cheerleaders were not prepared.
The cheerleaders were not prepared whatsoever. Quartets taking their mark. Cheerleaders lining up.
They are resetting.
Quartets, are you ready?
The quartets expressing their readiness.
Cheerleaders, are you ready?
The cheerleaders expressing their readiness. And Schreiber showing how ready it is.
Ready, go!
The quartets take a small lead. The quartets pulling the cheerleaders slowly. They're winning. The quartets are winning. I repeat, the quartets are winning. Cheerleaders making a comeback. The quartets win. The quartets beat the cheerleaders.
A surprising upset.
I can't believe what I've just seen. In a stunning show that manpower has no bearing on tug of war. The quartets have defeated the cheerleaders.
That's what I'm talking about, quartets. That's what I'm talking about.
Right, in terms of technique, I think the cheerleaders had it. In terms of raw strength, the cheerleaders weren't able to put up a valiant showing. But in terms of technique, the cheerleaders put up a valiant effort. As the cheerleaders, a hushed tone washes over all of them. They take their seats tentatively, they watch on in disbelief. The Portet, a small victory in a battle consisted of a war. Now it seems that badminton will be taking on another team.
That's not badminton, that's girls tennis.
Ah, it seems that girls tennis, I repeat, girls tennis will be taking on girls field hockey. In terms of sheer endurance, I think tennis has it. But in terms of sheer strength, it definitely goes to the field hockey players.
This could go either way. I believe the field hockey team is favored in most.
That's true. Yeah. I've looked at the standings, perhaps in the early hours of the morning, so I wasn't quite awake. But I can tell you that after looking at the data, field hockey has a distinct advantage. Field hockey takes a distinct advantage over the tennis players. It has begun. As predicted, the field hockey players are taking a strong lead. Field hockey wins.
The field hockey team will win it.
As predicted, field hockey wins.
Now we're getting some surprising news.
I'm getting some information just in now.
It was just reported to the team, the WDOT staff, that the sport cheerleaders were outnumbered by the Portets. The Portets had three more active members tugging on their rope.
We've received unconfirmed reports that the Portets significantly outnumbered the cheerleaders in their victory by three. Now, does this describe strength and agility fairly? No. This is an unjust display of unsportsmanlike conduct.
Now it seems that soccer.
And now we have the soccer team.
Will be facing off against volleyball.
Soccer. Huddling up.
The soccer team causing a delay of game, huddling in the middle of the rope.
Now this huddling seems to be a discussion of technique. The Viking comes out. There seems to be a discrepancy.
Soccer and volleyball rivalry is one that has existed for generations at this school.
This is not only a seasonal rivalry. This has gone back generations. As Matt just said, classes, graduates, all partaking in this famous rivalry. Now, again, we will call it as we see it. It's an even matchup. It is deadlocked in the middle. Soccer taking an oh-so-slight lead. It appears
we've
that
got volleyball
pulling as hard as they can. Soccer taking the lead very slightly. Soccer pulling as hard as they can. Soccer, again, taking the lead. Soccer winning. It looks as if soccer is going to take this one unless volleyball puts up a new effort. And soccer has won. I repeat, soccer wins.
Soccer has defeated.
Now
it's
a long stalemate. Soccer as well has cheated. Girls soccer versus girls swimming will now take the stage.
Now this one is a fan favorite. This rivalry here.
Now the rule that 20 people can only be on one side of the rope has been iterated over and over again. But we continue to see violations.
In terms of brute the upper hand. But in terms of speed, quickness, agility, stamina, that's going to have to go to the soccer team.
Now that won't do them any justice unless this goes on for a while.
But it appears the Viking is going to be helping out the soccer team, taking the final loop.
It appears that the Viking is unjustly supporting the side of soccer. Now, in terms of sheer strength, soccer is the way to go. Leg power is critical in this particular event. In terms of endurance, swimming will have to hold out. We'll have to hold them to a reasonable distance. to a reasonable time in order for them to take the lead and win.
It appears to me by mere visual interpretation that the swimming team has a large advantage.
Watching closely. It begins. Oh, soccer. Soccer being upset tremendously. That wasn't even fair. That was an incredible showing from the swimmer. I thought it was going to go to soccer, hands down, but the swimmer said
there was way more swimming team members tugging for the swim team than there was soccer players tugging for the soccer team.
Perhaps there was some kind of booby trap, a pee, a dime, a ball bearing. Girls volleyball taking their side of the rope against girls cross country.
Now the cross country team, they've got the speed advantage. They're going to be able to grab onto that rope, really hang on, and run as fast as they can in the opposite direction.
I think cross country has zero chance of taking this title. The volleyball players have much more brute strength, whereas the cross country players are generally not as strong.
It appears once again that the cross country team is outnumbered by the enemy volleyball team.
This. Yes.
And again,
as we have predicted, the volleyball team wins handily. The final round is coming up.
To top it off, we have football versus cross country.
Now, I think football is the clear favorite, but boys cross country could make a showing. Boys cross country has more stamina, more speed. However, football has more brute strength. Football lining up. Cross country making a showing. Mr. Shelp trying to regulate the tug of war. Now this shouldn't even be close. We'll call it as we see it. Here we go. It's about to begin. It has begun. Cross country putting up a showing, but football takes the lead. Cross country trying their very hardest. There was a lull in the action. This could be used by cross country to take a significant advantage. I've never seen anything like it. Cross country pulling their weight. Cross country putting up a radical showing. Football wins. Football has, in fact, won, as predicted.
Not a surprising victory here.
Not a surprise at all. Thanks very much for listening, everyone. You've been listening to James Bouquet and Matt Corsio.
That's going to be it for us.